Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Alex McGinnis. Alex, snow really covered a good portion of the northern part of the state yesterday, and it was mostly a wintry mix in the central part of the state with sleet and rain. But now it looks like central Indiana is getting hit with a pretty significant amount of snow. What can you tell us about the latest going on right now?
Right. So complex system. We had phase one yesterday into the evening. Then we had a bit of a lull last night. And now here we are pre-dawn on Thursday. And phase two, round two of the storm is already spreading across central Indiana. We're having some, at least around the Indianapolis area, some light, maybe occasionally moderate snow, which is accumulating with temperatures in the mid-20s. And we are expecting snow to continue here during the day and should bring some moderate accumulations across central Indiana.
Also, you guys have mentioned close to a foot of snow earlier this week. Is it still looking like we might get that amount by the time the day is out today?
For the Marion County and the Indy region, no. I would think more likely is about half of that. For additional accumulations, we would expect something on the order of 5 to 6 inches across the Indy Metro here today.
Okay. What about points further south?
Sure. So counties to the south and southeast of Indianapolis, we're talking areas like, you know, Bloomington, Columbus, Shelbyville, Rushville, could be significant snow for them as well. There's a chance with this next round could be a band that sets up in those areas, and they could also see 5 to 6 inches of snow here during the day. Much farther south, if you get into far southern Indiana, down towards the Ohio River, certainly ice is still the main threat down there, even though those locations likely will go to snow as the event ends here late today. So, again, 5 to 6 inches of snow expected Indy Metro and south, and then ice concerns much farther south towards the Ohio River.
Yeah, what is the updated timeline on this? You mentioned yesterday that the storm might end earlier than you guys originally thought. What's the timeline now?
Yeah, I don't think the changes are too significant from that. We are still expecting snow to taper off here this evening. We would expect most of the snow to be done around maybe by 8 p.m., but then there could be some snow showers or some flurries lingering into the evening for tonight.
Then, of course, really cold temperatures after that. So what does that do to the snow that has fallen? You hear people often say it'll stick then. What does that mean?
All right, well, certainly anything that's not plowed or shoveled is going to stick around. We're below freezing now, and we're not going to be getting above freezing for some time. And also with the winds blowing the snow, even areas that are plowed or where there's been snow removal, you know, some snow might drift back in. Certainly, you know, any concerns over black ice should be taken seriously, with temperatures expected to fall down tonight to around 10 degrees. Temperatures Friday night near zero, and temperatures not rebounding to the freezing mark until during the day Sunday.
What about wind gusts? I know you just mentioned them briefly, but we also know it's going to be getting a little bit windy, and that's not going to make the snow any easier to be out in.
Exactly. It's going to be windy today. We're expecting wind gusts consistently here once the second round gets going today. Wind gusts 30, maybe 35 miles an hour, generally out of the north. So we are expecting blowing snow, drifting snow. You know, that's really going to, it's going to be bad enough with the road conditions, but that's going to make visibility all the much worse.
Okay. And then after all this heads out, I know we're looking at cooler temperatures heading into Friday and Saturday. What else can we expect?
Sure. Well, the good news is when this storm finally gets out of here tonight, we're expecting dry conditions for several days. It'll be, you know, kind of a mix of sun and clouds. And cold, as I said, we're expecting, again, lows tonight around 10 for the Indy area, lows around 0 Friday night, lows around 10 again Saturday night, and through the weekend, high temperatures will be trending from the low 20s Friday, Saturday, and then high temperatures will probably get up to around freezing on Sunday.
Okay. I know this is a little bit outside your coverage area, but I want to briefly mention northern Indiana. A lot of places up there got hit pretty hard yesterday. What's kind of your synopsis of what you saw up in northern Indiana?
Sure. Well, and that's sort of what we were messaging the whole time, was that this storm that's bringing moisture out of the western Gulf of Mexico and streaming it all the way up to the northern Midwest. Northern Indiana was sort of the focal point for that, and heavy snow. And they also changed over to snow earlier than, you know, spots farther to the south around Indianapolis. So, widespread snowfall accumulations, moderate to heavy snow amounts, and probably some additional snow for them today with the second wave, although we're expecting the second wave to focus more central and southern Indiana. So hopefully areas like Lafayette and North will be able to dig out more than have to put up with any new snow.
All right. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just, you know, I know Indianapolis through yesterday and last night there was some sleet and freezing rain, but nothing too appreciable in terms of snowfall. So please keep in mind, even though the first part of the storm didn't bring deep snow, we are expecting, you know, light to moderate to maybe even occasionally heavy snow rates today. You know, things will be sticking. The ground's very cold. Please, if you don't have to travel, do not. And that's both the morning rush today and probably lasting through the evening rush today as well. So please be careful if you're out on the roads.
All right. Alex McGinnis with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Alex, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.